Now, local government elections are coming up, and that means you get to choose who is on your local council, your regional council, district health board, etc. You might have seen pictures of candidates already on the road, on your neighbour's fence maybe, or faces wanting to get in or re-elected into local government. Now, on the phone lines, actor and comedian Oscar Kightley joins us. He has put the scripts aside for a bit to spread the word on the importance of voting. He is on the phone lines with us right now. Oscar, good morning, bro. How are you?
Good morning, Talofalava. Good, thank you.
Now, what have you been up to, Oscar, and what is all this messaging about that you're trying to push?
I guess I kind of just got involved with the Auckland Council in the last couple of weeks, and I did an event, and it was all about voting and the need to vote, and it was just about upping our participation rates. At the last general election, 79% of voters turned out, but in terms of the last local body elections, in 2016, it was like 42% nationwide, and in Auckland even lower at 38.5%. So rates have been trending pretty low since the 80s, and that's a real issue, especially in Auckland and around representation. If you think about half the population of Auckland is Maori, Asian, or Pasifika. Those turnouts for those groups are really low, so we're getting decisions made for our city, you know, from just the few people that turn up to vote. And, you know, it's a privilege. We all should be running for the boards, you know, and council to start with in all those places that you mentioned, you know, instead of complaining about the liquor licensing laws in your neighbourhood or the quality of the local hospital, you can actually run and have a say and be part of the decision-making process. Now, it's too late to run now as of last Friday, but I'm still getting out and trying to encourage us to take more part, because when you think about it, local body politics affects our everyday lives far more than central government.
You hosted a panel discussion in Auckland last week on why we should even bother voting. What are some of the key? What are some of the key points that you heard from people?
Just that around the kind of alarming low rates, the fact that there's the reason that we don't vote, it's complex, it's a mixture of apathy, not knowing the candidates, not knowing the issues, and maybe also feeling a bit disconnected and not feeling like if you vote for someone in the local body elections that will have any effect. But that's only going to change if we kind of take this process seriously ourselves and engage with it, you know, instead of leaving to council to make it easier for us to vote. It's really up to us, really, to kind of get involved, you know. We've been in this country long enough now. Most of the PR population is born here, you know. It's no excuse that we're no longer kind of considered on the fringes, you know. We're part of the fabric of this place. And I just want us to kind of stand up and take our rightful seats at the table, you know, instead of just thinking that maybe things won't be right for us. Actually, there's a lot of power for us just to take that for ourselves.
Do you think that the focus for you is more on youth or elderly Pacifica people? When I speak about Pacifica people, is it for both of us? Or all of us?
I think, the youth turnout is pretty low, but I think they're quite politically engaged. And I think, actually, our youth in this case, like, there's research that, you know, if someone in the family votes the first time they're eligible to, that actually has a really positive flow-on effect. Like, if someone's turning 18 and decides, right, that's it, I can vote now, I'm going to vote, that often impacts maybe the adults in their lives. So it's not aimed just at youth, because these decisions affect more than just our young people. But when you think about it, a lot of, like, I read a story in the paper the other day that most of New Zealand, there's more councillors called John than there were born before 1984. That most local body reps are older Pākehā and male. Now, that's not their fault. It's just that those are the people who are voting. And so you're getting, like, they're making 20, 30-year decisions about how money is spent. And a lot of these people won't be around. You know, they'll be 80 when these decisions come into play. I'm talking about cycleways and libraries and all that stuff. So, you know, in terms of young people today, they're getting decisions made that are going to affect them by people who are never going to be around to kind of live with those decisions. So it's pretty much everyone. But, you know, the young can inspire the older to vote and vice versa. You know, it's not just for a specific group, but all of us. Yeah, I mean, and I saw Whasitua Amosa is running out west, an actor. I see that Kevin Mealamu is running in Papakura, also former Kiwis Richie Barnett is running. So maybe there's a little bit to do with the quality of candidates that also, you know, maybe if a few more people kind of take up that challenge, that'll encourage more, because you don't have to be an ex-All Black to run. You can be anyone. You've just got to care enough about your local community. And I think Pasifika people are pretty caring, and there are these levers and democracy that actually could really help us.
So what would your advice be to people who just don't understand the process? Because I think you mentioned, and I think so too, that this is something that does make us not want to vote, because sometimes the process is just too confusing. What would your advice be to people like that, who think that?
It's not confusing. Like, for example, in Auckland, I know that they're doing one-stop shops at the moment, so that, like, at places like night markets or malls or places where community gather, if you see them, you can go and you can enroll, and then you can vote straight away, a one-stop shop. So, I mean, of course, there are ways that the powers that can be could make voting easier. They could put it online. They could lower the age. They could maybe have a ballot day like the general election, you know, because local body, it's all about sending your votes in via mail. So there are ways that they could make it easier. But really, bottom line is it comes down to us being involved and not kind of using that as an excuse, you know. Like I said, we've been here long enough now.
Yeah.
You know, we have children born here. It's not like we just arrived in the last plane.
Yeah.
And this is a foreign new land that we can't figure out, you know. It's not like that at all. That's what I mean. We've been here. We've got our place here. We've got children that are born here, grandkids that are born here.
Generations
we are New
now.
Zealanders. Yeah. Generations, you know, beyond generations. And so there really is no excuse. We're not so stupid that we need things handed to us or to make it really easy for us, you know, before we do something.
Good point. So is there like a website or anywhere that people can go to check out the type of messages that you're pushing in particular?
Gosh, I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm not getting paid or kind of officially doing this. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting paid by the Electoral Commission, so I don't know all those details.
Okay.
I would just encourage people to find out. There's the Electoral Commission. Everyone, you know, most people have a smartphone now.
That's true. Google's a big help.
You know, exactly. So just find out. Also, I think all the councils are pretty desperate for people to vote. I think some councils it suits them for people not to vote. There's probably people that get their job every 3 years, and you may not know who they are, but you know. You see their names on the board, and you might think, "Well, actually, who are they? What do they stand for?"
Yeah,
you know, and
so it's just a bit of proactiveness from
it's
us.
It's just a bit of proactiveness, and I mean, I hear that in some boards you can get in on 1,000 votes. You know what I mean? That our numbers are that numbers are so low that people are getting into these positions on the strength of 1,000 or a couple of 1,000 votes now. You know, if you want to complain about too many liquor licenses being given out, about our hospitals being kaka as, you know, don't leave it to the same people that are making these decisions, because they're the ones who put their faces up on the boards.
Yeah.
And you look at the history of Pasifika people, we are political people, you know. We're not, we don't just kind of sit around and let things happen to us.
So, I agree.
You know, let's, you know, this is just a little thing I'm trying to, I did this way thing for the council, and now they're like, oh, can you get out there and talk about it? And I'm like, oh, yes, she does. And, you know, and the truth is, I've never voted in the local body election for a lot of the reasons that I'm sure a lot of people haven't. So this will be my first time to vote too, because I've realised I can't go around talking about it and not kind of doing it myself.
Practice what you preach. Oscar, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Besides the elections, what else is happening, man? Anything creative happening in your world that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, brother. A few bits and pieces hopefully coming out next year. But yeah, just work.
Eh? Busy. Thank you very much for your time this morning, bro. And I hope that our voter turnout does increase this year for local body.
Yeah. Cheers for the time, and big ups to 531 for helping spread the word. Thank you.